Welcome to The Anonymous Bartender, a podcast for the battle-weary bartenders and servers looking for that shared experience. Hey, you're listening to The Anonymous Bartender. Welcome back, and today we're going to talk about the dreaded dine and dash. I've been really fortunate in my time in the service industry that I've only had a couple of instances, but it's like that big dreaded thing none of us want to go through because we risk having to pay the tab, we have to deal with the BS around it, and then we have to explain to the managers why the hell these people are gone and we didn't catch them. It's just a massive pain in the butt. So lesson learned, I don't care who you are, don't frickin' dine and dash. If you can't afford to eat, don't do it. So my first dine and dash was when I was actually hosting in a restaurant. It was a brew pub. And the poor server kept getting run around by these teenagers who refused to leave. They kept ordering food and they did the classic, hey, can we see the dessert menu? And in that process, they dashed out the door and I went running after them down the street in high heels. Totally shocking I didn't break a leg or something like that. We ended up catching them because it was really funny. We used to put butcher paper down on the tables with crayons for people to kind of entertain themselves while they're waiting on their meals. And one of the people that was there had just gotten a new iPhone and she wasn't too smart. She wrote her phone number down on the butcher paper. So when we called the cops, they were actually able to find her and they had to pay a fine and also cover the tab. So lesson learned, don't dine and dash and don't get a brand new iPhone and then write the number down on a piece of paper and leave it at the restaurant. Stupid move. So as I was going through and just kind of thinking about my stories, I found one on Reddit that I really liked called The Cheesecake Guy Returns, and it's Tales from the Drunk Diner. And this is by Night_Skies. It's a little long, so go ahead and sit back and listen to this wonderful story. So to set the scene, we have the Drunk Diner, which is the current place of employment for Night_Skies. It's a 24-hour breakfast diner in a big city. Says, I work the graveyard, so we all get fun people. The night shift is perpetually understaffed, and most nights, two servers run the entire front of the house, which includes hosting, food running, cleaning tables, make our own drinks. So our main character is an exasperated author, aka the really energetic server, the girl with the weird sleep thing. She's been at the Drunk Diner for over a year. There's a coworker who's a 50-year-old male. He does a little bit of everything from serving his own section. He's another lifer who knows how to keep things working, and he's been there for about 3 to 4 years. And there's a little PSA before the story starts. It says, yes, we all know this place is batshit crazy and terrible for our sanity. We should probably plan to leave. So here it is, the Cheesecake Guy returns. Apparently I have the patience of a saint, so my coworkers will pass me tables that they really, really hate. I usually wind up charming them into tipping me or scolding them for whatever drunken buffoonery they've decided to engage in. On occasion, there's a real asshat, and these I have no qualms about kicking out. About a month ago, I was on a busy weekend shift. Shortly after I get in, my coworker passes a drunk guy off to me, who I will hereafter refer to as the Cheesecake Guy, or CCG. Apparently he ate here and cashed out and was enough of a dick that my coworker didn't want to serve him again. CCG proceeds to be an annoying waste of a table, unable to make up his mind and refusing to answer any questions that could help me make a recommendation. He'd call me over, hem and ha, make some random comments or complaints, and then I'd walk away to help someone else because he still hadn't decided. After about an hour and a half, I'd had enough. I get being drunk and indecisive, but I hate people wasting my time during rush hour for no reason. Again, I told him that he needed to get something because he isn't allowed to loiter and this was his last chance to order. I refuse to come running when he waves if he doesn't know what the hell he wants. Well, eventually he decides on cheesecake. All right, I drop his dessert a few minutes later and go around to take the orders of a large table behind him. 5 minutes later, CCG is gone, along with his plate. I asked around and no one saw him leave. The table looked clean and reset. Or maybe he didn't even use the rolled cutlery there. I mean, he literally just ate with my coworker. He made sure to pay his bill, so I figured he wouldn't run out on me. My coworker commiserates, my shift eventually ends, and I chalk it up to another moment of inebriated idiocy. But wait, it totally gets better. I'm on shift the next day. It's late, but not after bar rush late, so I'm keeping a steady pace and in a relatively good mood. Guess who sits down in my section? Cheesecake guy and his boyfriend, of course. The boyfriend is new. I hadn't met him before, but I remember clearly the gaudy ring and stoner drawl of my Dine and Dasher. The boyfriend gives me his order, and Cheesecake guy tries to give me his. I'm just looking at him with incredulity, kind of like how you'd look at a guy wearing underpants on his head. Like, really, dude? He lurches off to the bathroom. I turn to the boyfriend. He really doesn't remember, does he? Huh, remember what? Says the boyfriend. Me, last night, your friend here dined and dashed on me. What? No way. Me telling him that, yeah, he ordered a cheesecake and then skipped out on the bill, which was really weird because he had just eaten with my coworker and paid his bill. The boyfriend asked me, and you're letting him in here and eat again? Me, nope, I'm not ringing in that order. He wants his burger, the same one that he was blaming last night for making him drunk. Then he can pay for his last night's food, today's food, and anything else he wants here up front, since clearly I can't trust him not to eat and run. Or I could call the cops. The boyfriend asked me if he's fine. I tell him, you didn't dash on me, so I don't care. Everyone gets one chance. If you screw it up, you don't get a second, at least with me. He asked me how much his bill was. I tell him it was $8.50. It's not a lot, but it's not just the money, you know. He's risking my job so he can have his free cheesecake. Actually, considering that it's only a couple of bucks, it might be more insulting. It's not like he was starving on the street or got a massive meal out of this. The boyfriend tells me that he's so embarrassed. He can't believe that he'd actually do that. And I tell him that people do it all the time, usually because they're drunk. Not that it excuses it, but your guy was so hammered last night, I wonder if he even remembers me. Or maybe he thinks I forgot. The boyfriend mumbles, I can't believe it. I've only known him for 5 months. I shrug and say, I guess you know now. Yeah, you know what? Just go ahead and cancel my order. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Like, screw this. I tell him, all right, have a good night. So I wander off to do other things, mildly amused that CCG was not only stupid enough to return to the same diner he ran out of, but to sit with the same server and bring his bow. Oh, you silly people. At least the boyfriend had the good decency to be embarrassed. Well, a few minutes later, CCG returns. CCG asked me, do you know where he went? Nope, I don't have the slightest clue. I think he went outside or left. You should probably call him. Oh man, where'd he go? I look at him. Wow, you don't really remember me, do you? What do you mean? He says, you do realize I'm the same waitress you dined and dashed on, right? Strawberry cheesecake? CCG says, so what about my food? I ordered a burger. You're not getting your food until you pay for last night's food and pay for this one up front. He asks, or what? I said, or I call the police. Once you refuse to pay your bill, that's for them to handle. CCG says, yeah, do you have an outlet? My phone is dead. I need to call him. All right, sure. You can use the one right here. Cheesecake guy proceeds to spend the next 15 minutes dicking around, trying to charge his phone to message the boyfriend. I'm watching him while I work, a combination of exasperated and amused. He's not even embarrassed. I go over to him. All right, enough is enough. Are you going to pay this bill? What? I said, you're not getting your food until you pay, and I have other customers to serve. You need to pay your bill. CCG says a whole random irrelevant list of complaints. Me, I don't care. I've been more than patient enough, and quite frankly, it's incredibly rude of you to put my job at risk by dining and dashing or forcing me to cover your bill. He says, so what? And I said, over what? A cheesecake of all things? This isn't going to break the bank, and it's not like you're starving on the streets, man. But that was a really shitty thing to do, to a complete stranger too. Pay your bill or I'll call the police and let them handle the theft. CCG says, fuck you, I can do whatever I want. Tell him you have exactly 3 choices here. Pay your bill, refuse to pay your bill, and I call the cops. Or you can get the hell out and never come back. Well, CCG says he's not paying. So I tell him to get out. Now. CCG says, I don't have to do anything. Where's the manager? I tell him this is my shift. It's my goddamn section. There is no manager. So yes, you do have to leave. Get out now, or do you want me to call the police? At this point, I start walking him to the door. He grumbles a whole bunch of profanities. He says, well, I'm never coming back. He says, well, you dine and dash and refuse to pay your bill. We don't want your business, so don't come back. Cheesecake guy has yet to return, and I'm pretty sure we haven't missed his business. Wow. we all have these stories like that, and we all have those moments, and you just got to muddle your way through it the best way that you can, and sometimes you end up with complete jerks like this. So if you have a Dine and Dash story, please submit it to me. I'd love to hear about it. You can send it to anonymousbarstories@gmail.com, or you can go on to Facebook and Instagram, The Anonymous Bartender, and reach out to me through there. Thanks for listening, guys. Cheers.